Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. August 13th, still playing the Baltimore Orioles. They're bad. They're bad at baseball. We get two more games against them, Jake. Are you not there, or can you not hear me?
I'm here. How you doing, man? Usually lead me in a little. I'm. How are you?
I said we got two more games against the Orioles, Jake. You went brain dead on me.
Oh, it didn't say Jake on my end, so I didn't hear that. I thought you had a whole thing going. I didn't get Jake at all. And I thought it was funny you said that because, Jim, we're like halfway home. Like Monday was a doubleheader, yes, but that was day one of this series.
It feels like the finale.
I know. It's pretty wild that today's, in theory, would be the middle game, but we win both games of the doubleheader. We're coming in today, domination station. Today's probably their best chance at victory. John Means on the bump for them. But, yeah, I thought it was funny the way you phrased that. And I didn't hear you say my name, so I'll go at the internet next time. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm good. I'm all right. Busy day. I'm actually a little sneaky what to watch for. I'm hoping for a rain out tonight. But we'll talk about it as if it's not. I haven't seen any rain out stuff.
Thought I would see another doubleheader?
Doubleheader tomorrow? How about it? Fuck, on a podcast day? Whew. That'd be nuts. John Means is the one pitcher on the Orioles with talent. So that's good. He will be facing DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Gio Urshela's at third, batting third, playing third. Gary Sanchez, DHing. Wonder why. He played the night game yesterday?
Yes, and Gardy played both games in the doubleheader, and we're going to play all three of our outfielders. So Gardy goes to the bench, Gary goes to DH.
All right. And then D.D. Gregorius is at, or Gleyber Torres is in the five hole, batting fifth, playing second base. D.D. Gregorius at shortstop, Cameron Maben in left field, Romine catching, Talkman in center field, and Jake's buddy, Domingo Herman, on the bump, Jake.
Yeah, so our bench today is Ford. Well, Gardy, because he played both games in the doubleheader. And who are we missing, Jim?
I'm not sure.
Wow, they got us.
Well, I think we're light today because Breivik's gone. So you got both catchers are playing. That's scary. Gardner. Who the fuck? Ford, and we can't think of the other? Maybe there's not another?
No. As of right now, I don't know.
So the infield's light.
That feels like we're getting duped, but maybe we're not.
No, they didn't call up anyone. Like, it would be... They sent down Breivik, so it would be... It's a two-man bench. Yeah, it's Ford and... Damn.
Ford and
a
Gardner.
Two-man bench playing both catchers... So we don't have a middle infielder on the bench. If Gio, Gleyber, Didi, I guess you can rotate some.
I mean, you can move LeMahieu somewhere and bring Ford into play first if you need to. But still, two-man bench, that's pretty wild.
We have a two-man bench. They sent down Joe Schmo, Montiply, and they sent down... No, they,
yeah, they
got rid of...
Montiply, and they sent down Lale.
Damn. Well, it makes sense. They need guys. And they bring up Johnny Lasagna, makes his return. Yep. And Adona Rosa? Is that?
Adonis Rosa, something like that. You've tweeted about him before, Jim.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Why?
Well, I looked up his name before, Adonis Rosa, because I was like, who is this guy? And I was looking at the top tweets. And let's see if it's still there. But there was a John Boy tweet from a while ago.
I didn't tweet about this kid.
That said, I think it was from 2018.
Wow, just when the entire fan base was really starting to fall in love with Brian Keller and Adonis Rosa, too.
Yeah.
What's that from? Oh, it's a spring training game.
Yeah, they got lit up.
Wow, March 25th, 2018, Adonis Rosa got lit up.
Should I retweet you with comment and be like, wow?
Yeah, retweet you with comment? Is that
with comment?
Quote tweet is how the humans say that.
Yeah, retweet with comment too. So what in the baseball today, what are we looking for? Anything? Like just survive John Means and we win?
I mean, if John Means is a good pitcher, he's an all-star, he's got really good stuff. He had a good four innings versus the Yankees last time around, but then lost it. He ends up going... he didn't even get through four. He went 3.2 with four earned runs. And that's kind of it. Like, make him work because their bullpen sucks. They don't have any pitchers. So you got to get John Means out of the game. You can't let him go into the sixth inning. Whether he dominates you through five or not, you can't let him get to the sixth inning. So it's really make him throw so many pitches.
And, I mean, is this his second start since coming off the IL? Because we saw him his first start coming off the IL, right? Yeah.
Looks like, yeah. No, yeah. This is his second start, so yeah.
So, yeah, and last time he was allowed to throw 80 pitches, so maybe they stretched that to 85, 90. But, yeah, I mean, if you can – you know, we've seen days where the Yankees mix up their approach, whether it's attack early in the count or just traditionally work the count. Today is going to be work the count. If you get a 3-2 count, that's a win because any extra at-bat you get against the Orioles bullpen is a win.
Brett Gardner, 2-for-5 off Means. Not in the lineup today.
Benched.
Who hit home runs? Gary popped him once and Higgy popped him.
Gary and Higgy.
And Gio, Gio has a double.
Big shots fired at Romine. Out of the three catchers, he's the one that doesn't have one.
Yeah,
maybe watch out for that coming up later in the homer draft.
Whoa. Spoiler.
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 Say a word, but not actually say it.
Ditto.
There you go.
Nice. On the other side, Domingo Germán. And Domingo Germán will be facing... Villar, Mancini, Santana, Nunez, Peterson, Alberto, Cisco, Wilkerson, Reyes. Okay, cool. Did the Orioles lineup?
Santander.
Oh, I'm sorry. Villar, Mancini, Santander, Nunez, Peterson, Alberto, Cisco, Wilkerson, Reyes.
Hey, Santander, get in there. Coach, it's Coach, Santander.
It's Santander.
All right, you're out, Santander. You're out.
Fucking get off my team. Come back
see
when
someone
you're...
someone that'll get hit in the face with a fly ball.
Yeah. Santander. Anyway, the Orioles suck. And they suck against... well, what's Domingo done against him? Domingo versus the Orioles this season, he's made three starts, Jake. Six innings pitched, two earned runs. Seven innings pitched, one earned run. Five innings pitched, two earned runs. Would you be happy with any of those three? Would the five innings pitched, two earned runs make you upset?
No, not at all. You and I are on the Domingo pitch count watch, inning limit watch, that I think we're kind of rooting for five and fly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not rooting for them. I'm curious. I think they have it handled, but I'm curious into how they're going to handle it.
Yeah, and I mean, Domingo loosely translates to Sunday in Spanish, so that's a little FYI.
I thought Germán was the word that meant Sunday.
Well, Germán loosely translates to a language they speak in Europe. So this whole game is a big puzzle.
Wow. Well, Boone said Lasagna can give the Yankees multiple innings out of the pen right now. So Germán to Lasagna?
Seems like that might have been a teaser. Yeah, I think so. I know his last performance, they've been pushing Lasagna to 50 pitches. And I guess, Jim... what to watch for, it's either today or tomorrow you're going to see Lasagna. Because, Jim, they get a chance to bring Johnny Lasagna back against the quadruple A team. So
it's a buffer. Like, we know you look good. Yeah, this is a rehab start for Lasagna, basically.
Paxton gets to try out his changeup. Oh, that's a really good one to watch for. What are our pitchers going to be trying today?
Yeah. Paxton tried out his changeup, threw it more than he's ever thrown it. Canely threw a slider. Then we tried out Bantiply and Lal.
So what's Herman's least thrown pitch today that he's going to throw the most ever today? His changeup?
No, like a two-seam. He throws his changeup. His changeup was really good his last outing.
Right, but I think it might be his third most thrown pitch, right?
Yeah, but it's got to be – it's like a two-seamer. It's like something he never
so
throws.
Maybe even a new pitch.
Yeah, new like pitch.
Fork ball.
Canely's slider is basically a new pitch.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's just to throw it in there every now and then, let hitters know, like, oh, shit, he might throw a slider.
Yeah, you got to throw it towards the plate.
Yeah, right towards the plate.
What were you talking about?
Aiming.
Like the old chat?
Fucking, it makes me so sad. I loved aim.
Skimmer 14.
Well, yesterday, Jake.
Yeah.
Zach Britton threw 2/3 of an inning. Luis Sessa threw 22 pitches. Chapman threw 9 pitches. Nestor threw 33. Tommy Canely threw 17. Brady Lyle threw 46. Mantiply threw 52. Ottavino threw 8. Chad Green threw under 15, I want to say. So, it is definitely... it is definitely Domingo Herman to Johnny Lasagna today.
Or, Jim, if it's a big enough blowout, maybe you go Adonis Rosas, or what's this guy's name?
They might be using both of them. It might be those three guys are the plan today.
Because I wouldn't be shocked if Adonis Rosa gets to throw in one of these two games, and then maybe he gets DFA'd for Hale.
No, they got to bring a bench player back up.
Oh, at some point, you're right. Yeah, that's a good call. And maybe it's a doubleheader tomorrow if it does get rained out. Yeah, I haven't seen any of the rain stuff today, but everyone was talking about it yesterday, which is pretty funny.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, I mean, I think with the pen, I mean, Chapman cannot play. He will not play. He saved 2 days in a row. So he's out.
Out.
And then you got Herman. You got Lasagna. It looks like Ottavino could come in. Canely could come in if they wanted. Brighton can come in as well. So you have those options deep in the pen. But I think they're going to want to try and get this done with Domingo and Johnny Lazes as the main thing.
Which might be funny to look back at, Jim, because that might be a very interesting combination for the Yankees come October.
What's your what to watch for?
God. Like, not the Orioles? Can that be my what to watch for?
You don't want to watch the Orioles?
Just not the Orioles, man. My what to watch for today? Just Gleyber Torres, man. Screw it. He's setting records. If he's breaking Gary Thorne's heart with each swing. They gave him the Barry Bonds intentional walk treatment last night. A Gleyber home run is almost like a guaranteed win.
Yeah, it's devastating. How about Gleyber hitting all those home runs yesterday and none of us having him in the homer draft?
Yeah, pretty dumb. Feels pretty dumb.
We did say we wanted to see how Gleyber was swinging because last time in Baltimore, he didn't look right. The injury was there. Fair to say we're not worried about whatever that injury was right now?
No, and he's back in the field today because yesterday he played both ends. He DH'd and then he played short, right? So he goes back to second today. So Gleyber must be feeling pretty good.
Yeah. Does that lead to it being constipation?
Constipation. Emancipation. Proclamation.
Let the drummer kick. Let the drummer kick that. Let the drummer kick. Let the drummer kick that. Fuck that song.
Who's in center today, Jim?
Mikey Talkman, highest OPA in all of the MLB.
Like, we shorted him the M today, but it's kind of like Talking Yanks themed, so.
No, it's Talking.
Talking.
Talking. It's his new nickname.
Yeah, it's Talking Yanks theme. I like that. I mean, is there anything to say about the Baltimore Orioles? No.
No, they're sad. Yeah. Breivik Valera was trying to, he was like auditioning to be an Oriole.
Yeah. He used to be one.
That is nuts. It's like, what was the score of the second game? The over hit again, right? Yeah. Easily.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yanks gave up some runs yesterday. Sneaky. But look who pitched.
Yeah. Come on. Brady Lyle and Montiply.
Oh, pitch. Yeah. No, I'm saying. I was talking for the over, not why it happened.
Yeah. My what to watch for is, I mean, it's really Herman's innings limit, or, you know, to see how they handle that. That's what I'm most interested in. Another one is a rainout, because I'm not going to be able to watch this game, going to a concert with my good friends. Be nice. So maybe it'll be on at the concert place. We won't be able to work it. So no Glaber home run will be good for me, because then I won't be able to post the Gary Thorne call. People like when I post those. So that's these are personal things. Game-wise, Romine.
But it's what you're it's what you're watching out for.
Yeah, it's serious. Yeah, honest. It's
genuine.
Romine.
Okay. The catcher's getting involved. Yeah, the only other thing that I can even genuinely think of is Didi. Didi, you know, we wanted the Orioles to get him going. He just missed another one yesterday, but he is – if he could have another big game today, we could start doing a, like, okay, maybe Didi is getting going.
Yeah, because he fucking was awesome, and then they sat him. Bummer.
Yeah. Bummerosa.
Bummerosa. Yeah, Adonis Rosa reminds me of my coworker Rosa Cardoza.
And Adoni, our friend.
Adoni. What up, Adoni? Yeah, let's go on to the Homer draft.
I was trying to think Rosa had a thing for me.
She had a thing for me. But she was engaged.
Oh, I just thought a little bit. She's so young. Remember being young?
She's 18 years old. She was engaged. Came into Domino's. Remember she was like, I just got proposed to her. I was like, by who? She's like, my boyfriend. I was like, he's 17. You're not going to get married. Like, I hate to break this to you, but you're not getting married, Rosa. You're 18. He's 17.
The Rosa draft, the Homer draft dedicated to Rosa Cardoza. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Jim. I've still got a light 1-0 lead, which feels bad in the Orioles series. We got to do a little better today. You've got the first pick. Which way are you going with it?
Well, I can't take Gary. I can't take Talkman. I can't take Gio. I can't take DJ LeMahieu. Just to let everyone know, no Gary, no Gio, no Talkman, no DJ. I am taking, with my first pick, Didi Gregorius. I do think his bat's going to stay hot from yesterday.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to swing with a couple big guns today, Jimmer. I'm going to go with Gary and Glaber.
Not unwise.
No.
And then I'm taking, I can't take DJ Talk. I can't take Glaber, Gary. How many people? So there's six people I can't take. I can take Romine. I can take Maben.
Judge.
Take Judge. I'll take Judge. Pop one, Judge. You bitch.
Be nice.
It would be nice.
Be really nice.
Chris Cervantes says that Judge is going deep. He says, I'm telling you, Judge is hitting bombs today.
Bombs, baby. Bombs.
All right. Over under, Jake. What's it going to be at? Herman versus Means. It was like 11.5 yesterday, but really, most places just didn't offer it. 10.5 or before that. I think they're going to drop it down to 10.5.
Yeah, we've got some human pitchers today. I think they still leave it at 11, though. Just because Orioles.
The first game was 10.5, so which had Paxton on the bump. So I'm guessing this one is 10.5.
They got it at 10.5, Jim.
I'm taking the over. Jake, if the Orioles hold the Yankees to 10 runs, it's a win.
Yeah.
And it's 10.5, so that means...
We like Domingo. I even like Johnny Lasagna. You have to take the over. Hands forced.
Like I said yesterday, like an 8-3 game sounds like, wow, wasn't that much offense, and that's the over.
Yeah. Jim, you've been killing the over-under lately because you've just been betting the over pretty much.
Yeah, well, I'm smart. I bet one under in the last 2 weeks, and I got it right.
Yeah. You're 9-2 in your last 11 over-under picks.
Hell yeah. Some people say it's the best ever out of the two of us.
Some are saying that.
Yeah. Let's go to the chat. You guys noticed Jacoby came out of hiding? He did? Where'd he go? Honestly, not interested, but that's cool.
Would be a great plot twist.
Yeah, right.
Jacoby Ellsbury, I'm completely healthy and ready to go. What?
Okay. So was Tulowitzki, bro.
Yeah.
He's now coaching at Texas University. So you're saying I should go coach? Just get away from us, is all what we're saying.
When are we getting the official setback message from Ellsbury?
I mean, it just has to be a little bit. Like, we get updates once a month, maybe once every month and a half, every 6 weeks. And we just got our update now that says, like, he's going good. He's rehabbing. He's very slow. So 6 weeks from now, we'll get, I had another setback.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going, I think 2 weeks they do the setback. We're just going to shut him down for the year. Whoa, noodle.
Wow. Do you think the Yankees will sign any starting pitchers from waivers? No.
No, I mean, if they got someone, could burn him for two games and get rid of him, maybe, but.
Do you see Freddie Galvis is on the
Reds, man.
Reds now? So Reds, that's 2020. That's how you move guys without a waiver wire? You just have to DFA them and then you trade them?
Well, they just waived him. The Blue Jays are getting nothing. They just waived Freddie Galvis.
But they want Bo Bichette to play, so that's actually kind of like they're being nice to Freddie Galvis.
I get it. But I mean, like, Freddie Galvis has a team option next year. Like, they could have just kept him rotated and, like, traded him in the offseason, but Reds 2020.
Wow, good for the Reds. How surprised would you be if Greg Bird or Jacoby was sitting on the bench today? I feel like they've made appearances, or Greg lives in the city, so he makes appearances on the bench.
And Greg pokes his head around, yeah.
Playoff pinch runner, assuming full health for that outfield. Gore, Maben, Gardy? Well, Gardy's not going to be a pinch runner. Gardy's probably going to be starting.
Yeah.
Gore. Gore's not really going to get a roster spot. They can't really do that.
The value that Gore would add over Cameron Maben just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. 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 All right. I think that's it, Jake. Enjoy the game, everyone. I hope that you don't get to and it rains. Are you hoping for a rain out? What are you going to do if it gets rained out?
I don't know. Probably hang out with my wang out on the internet a little bit.
Go. So the Reds have now grabbed two players off waivers, Kevin Gausman and Freddie Galvis.
Yeah. Reds 2020.
That's crazy.
Did you see Coley's leaving ESPN?
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's a bummer. We like Coley.
Yeah. He said he's pretty excited for his next endeavor. He just can't share it yet, though.
He's playing for the Yankees.
Whoa.
That'd be a good bad movie. Beat reporter gets bullied by some of the guys, and then he's like, you know what? I'm going to come play and beat you guys. And he does.
Takes a fastball to the head, concussed, forgets how to write. Now he's out of two jobs.
We've got different plots, but I think it's okay. I think this is a good area to kind of flush it out.
You had it going a different way?
I mean, eerily similar, but some differences.
All right, that ends the pregame show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Jake, hit him with your last words, your famous last words.
Talking. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.